Did you ever wonder why you never see campaign signs for judges like in other states? There are 33 Alaska judges on this year's election ballot, yet probably none of them are producing radio and television ads, putting flyers in the mail, or taking out ads in the newspaper promoting their credentials as a judge and asking to remain on the bench. And for sure, Alaska judges never accept large campaign contributions from lawyers, lobbyists, and special interest groups. Suzanne DiPietro, the executive director of the Alaska Judicial Council, explains how that would be a problem.
It's pretty obvious in other states where judges campaign, the main contributors to the campaigns are lawyers. At that point, when you would go to court, you wouldn't know if the other person in court had actually contributed to the campaign of that judge. And that would be something to worry about. They wanted to avoid it. They also wanted to avoid judges campaigning and being sort of pressed to make certain promises about how they might rule in a case. So it's totally inappropriate and not fair.
DiPietro says the code of conduct for Alaska judges prohibits them from campaigning unless they are attacked. Former Alaska Supreme Court Justice Bud Carpinetti says members of the Constitutional Convention 60 years ago wanted to isolate judges from election politics.
Judges have to be primarily responsive to the law. They have to apply the law fairly, and I think the founders wanted to get away from the notion that it would be just another political branch, because when you go into court, sometimes the unpopular side might be the side that has more legal merit and ought to win.
Carpinetti says Tom Stewart, a territorial legislator and secretary to the Constitutional Convention, traveled around the country to research how other states did things, and he came back with something called the Merit Selection Plan, or the Missouri Plan. A nonpartisan panel would interview and thoroughly vet judicial applicants and then hold public hearings. The governor would essentially be the political component representing the people while making the final selection from a short list of best qualified nominees. During retention elections held later, voters have a direct say on whether they think each judge is still doing a good job.
So the council's process really starts a whole year in advance.
The Alaska Judicial Council is the nonpartisan panel responsible for putting all applicants and sitting judges through a fine-tooth comb.
The council tries to determine how a judge performed in office over their last term in office by surveying people who've appeared in front of that judge. So the idea is that the people who have been in the judge's courtroom, who've read the judge's decisions, those are the people who are going to be able to give the council the most up-to-date information about the judge's performance.
DiPietro says the council is recommending all 33 judges on the ballot this year be retained.
It's a lot more than usual, and that's just really a coincidence. It's almost half the judges sitting in Alaska right now.
But you, the voter, won't have to decide on each and every one of those 33. You only have to consider the two Supreme Court justices, a Court of Appeals judge, and the Superior and District Court judges in your particular area. Superior Court Judge David George was a private attorney in Juneau and Sitka before he was appointed to the bench in Sitka in 2007. Superior Court Judge Philip Hallenberg was a public defender in Kodiak and Juneau and a private attorney before he was appointed to the bench in Juneau in 2007. Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens worked as a public defender and prosecutor before he was appointed to the bench in Ketchikan in 2000. Stevens, also the presiding judge for Southeast Alaska, frequently travels to hear cases in many smaller communities. District Court Judge Thomas Nave worked in the Public Defender Agency as an attorney and deputy director and as a private attorney before being appointed to the bench in Juneau in 2000. He presides over the therapeutic court, which helps defendants overcome their addictions. You can check out those surveys or what attorneys, peace officers, social service professionals, jurors, and courthouse employees think of each judge in the election pamphlet that arrived in your mailbox recently. Judges are rated on legal ability, impartiality, integrity, temperament, and diligence. And you can also check out those surveys at knowyouralaskajudges.com. Carpinetti, who served as a judge and justice for a total of 31 years, came up for a retention vote several times.
It's a little bit of a scary process because during the course of a judge's term, let's say a trial judge on the Superior Court, that's a six-year term, you're going to make thousands of decisions, and in every one of those cases, pretty much someone will have won and someone will have lost. So there's the potential for thousands of individuals or corporations or whoever the litigants are to be upset with your ruling.
Once a special interest group begins campaigning against retention of a particular judge, such as what's happening with two Supreme Court justices on the ballot this year, then that judge can mount a defensive campaign.
Though even there, it's a little bit difficult because the judge has to keep a little bit removed from the operation of the campaign, with the understanding that if the judge is retained, he or she is going to have to make decisions in the future. And so there's definitely some distance between the judge and the people that do the organizing on his or her behalf.
DiPietro recommends that voters consider each judge's performance and body of work and not whether they agree or disagree with the outcome of a single case. And here are a few fun facts. Remember Tom Stewart, who did all that research for the framers of the Constitution? He later became a Superior Court judge in Juneau himself. He served until he retired in 1981, succeeded on the bench by Bud Carpenetti. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.